Michigan State University, through funding from the Gates Foundation Global Development Program, says the research aims to intensify farming methods that meet the agricultural needs of Kenya, Malawi, Mali, Nigeria, Burkina Faso, Zambia, Ethiopia, and Tanzania. Tom Jane, professor of international development at Michigan State University, has been living in Lusaka, Zambia for the last 2 years and has been involved in long-term projects to improve the sustainability of African farmland. He said one of the main goals of this project is capacity and its relationship to previous work done by MSU in Africa. An example is Zambia.
It's been, you know, increasingly well known that African policymakers are, I think, more likely to get good policy advice or wish to get good policy advice from local African institutes. So we've been working to develop this Agricultural Policy Institute here in Zambia for the last few years. And I'm pleased to report that as of February 9th of this year, that was the official launch of the Indaba Agricultural Policy Research Institute, which is now an independent Zambian-managed institute, much like the Brookings Institute is in the United States.
Jane emphasized the importance of capacity building in Africa. He said he and his colleagues at the Gates Foundation lament that each year 15 to 20 good African PhD analysts in agriculture and economics graduate from programs around the world, but most do not return to their home countries to integrate their knowledge back into the African communities.
What we're seeing instead, you know, and this is very logical decisions that they make to do this, is that they may end up in the World Bank in Washington, or they may end up at IFPRI, you know, somewhere, or they might even end up, you know, at Michigan State University, because the incentives of these institutions are very attractive, and they can pay much more than the University of Malawi in Bunda, for example, or the University of Zambia, where they're much more constrained. So part of the systemic challenge here is how to improve the conditions at these African universities and research institutes so that it'll want to attract good qualified African analysts to come and make a commitment to their institution and to their country, you know, in a way that meets their needs at the same time.
It is well known and documented that farmers in Africa deal with extreme weather conditions, from droughts lasting for months to flooding. Jane said farmers are noticing the palpable weather conditions.
Here in Zambia, this year right now, the rains should have been here already, but here it is November, 15th, and it's only rained once or twice so far here, so the rains are late. This is an evolving pattern, more erratic rainfall. And then when it does come, it tends to come all in one more concentrated cloud burst with more intermittent dry spells in between. So this has important implications for the appropriateness of different farm technologies that will effectively work in adaptation to climate change. And some of this may involve conservation farming technologies, which are ways of kind of retaining soil moisture. And the research that we're doing is looking at the extent to which adoption of these techniques is likely to improve farmers' production and yields and their access to food throughout the dry season.
The project will focus on three main staple crops, maize, sorghum, and rice, to improve their response rate to fertilizer. These crops have a significantly lower rate of sustainability for African farmers compared to other farmers around the world. But Jane said through tangible interaction with farmers, where they can actually see the improvement in their crops by applying these new methods, they will incorporate the changes into the managing of their farms. I'm Kim Lewis reporting from Washington.